Thanks, Barry. Okay. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully, everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failure to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up for the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt items. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on any item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate you wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messaging to the following letters: type Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for a comment, type P if you wish to propose, type S if you wish to second, and please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. So we move on then to item number three, which is the action sheet from the ERT committee on Monday the 13th of March. So could I have a proposer and a seconder? Proposed, Councillor Andrews. Have we a seconder?
Has to be somebody that was added, isn't it?
Lee, thank you, Lee. Councillor Sergeant or Lee Sergeant. Any matters arising from it? No, we move on then to item number four is the ERT committee terms of reference. And Connor will take us through that.
Thanks, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek approval of the ERT terms of reference as set out in the attached appendix. So I'm seeking a proposer and a seconder, and I'm happy to take any questions that members have.
Is everybody content with the terms of reference? And if so, proposed by Terry, and have we a seconder? Lee Sergeant or Councillor Lee Sergeant, thank you again. Any comment? No. We move on then to item number five. It's to agree the start times for the ERT committee meetings for the 23-24 year. Proposing in a second that we continue as before. Proposed Terry again. And Lee Sergeant, thank you. We then move on to item number six is the ERT directorate business plans.
I'll take that.
And Connor's going to take us through that.
Thanks, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek approval of the ERT 2023-2024 business plan as set out in the attached appendix. The business plan outlines the key objectives, supporting actions and measures of success for each department will work towards. So I'm again seeking a proposer and a seconder for the recommendations as set out in section 3.1, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Proposed Philip, Edward Campbell, and a way seconder for that. Choice there. Mr. Cairns, second that. Thank you. And And we're now moving on to the notice of motions. Could I just say to people, we have three motions in front of us and to try to keep the meeting moving. Could I ask people if they're coming in, if they're wanting to speak on the issue, just whatever they've got to say it. I don't want people coming a second and a third and a fourth time, and we'll try to move through the meeting as quickly as possible, but giving everybody their opportunity to speak. So the first motion then is the motion from Councillor Hanlon and in the names of Councillor Murphy. So over to yourself, Una.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I'll not read out the motion because I read it out at full council, so don't think there's any need to go over it again.
Fine.
Sorry?
Saying that's fine, Una.
Oh, right. Okay. So the motion will be seconded by Councillor Murphy. So just with an annual budget of almost 140 million and over 600 staff, InvestNI is well resourced to develop our economy here in towns and villages across Newry, Mourne and Down. Some larger companies and consultants have been well catered for, but the vast majority of small businesses in the area, such as Downpatrick, have been neglected. A broader range of businesses should be supported and a partnership approach should be adopted to sub-regional economic development. Supporting businesses to boost the local economy in Downpatrick and right across the district is a priority for Sinn Féin. InvestNI need to reform how it does business and focus on attracting investment while creating new, good quality jobs in the area. This one will help unlock the potential of Downpatrick and kickstart the nighttime economy, securing the status of our county town as a tourism and heritage hub, making it an even better place to live for our local community. This is the time of huge opportunity for local businesses as the North now has real competitive economic advantage. The recent deal between the EU and British government has unlocked unique and unparalleled access for our businesses to both the EU and British markets. We do need political stability and a functioning executive to grasp that major opportunity to create good quality jobs, grow our businesses and strengthen our economy. It would be unforgivable if the opportunities now available to us are squandered by the DUP's boycott of the executive and their refusal to work with the rest of us to create jobs and build our economy. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Over to yourself, Councillor Murphy. Declan, that is. Councillor Murphy's not online, so we just move on to Jonathan then, is going to take us through the report.
Yeah, Chair, just in terms of the detail, the report has been, from the officers, has been tabled there. I don't think there'd be anything that we would argue against. In the notice of motion, the council would have been, as along with 11 other councils, submitted evidence to the review as it was ongoing for InvestNI and submitted evidence to the committee that had been put in place to lead that. The views of the elected members would have been put forward at that time and would largely reflect the theme of the motion and the tenor of where we want to get to. I suppose the challenge moving forward is now, as InvestNI move to implement the plan, is continuing to engage. We do engage with InvestNI both at a local level here with the office in Newry as an inroad to other services that InvestNI provide that may not be based in the area, but we do engage. I suppose they also are engaged in our economic forum and community planning partnerships, but it's utilising those structures to encourage more output and investment in the district. So, Chairman, it's really to note the notice of motion and support the support the motion, Chair.
Okay, can I have a proposer in a second there? As Councillor Hanlon, you looking in? You want to propose again?
Yeah, look, I'm happy to propose, and I do accept the recommendations from the officer. I would have a question.
Sorry, you're not a member of the committee. Sorry, Una.
Right, so, but could I ask a question just before a proposal comes forward, though? You say in terms, Jonathan, of measuring the key, you know, measuring the output, how do we do that? Or, you know, is it just, yeah, we agree to it? You know, is there something, like, does a report come back every so often, or?
Yeah, I suppose we would get the annual reports from InvestNI and they would present to the committee, but tend to be more maybe on a specific query. I think that would be the challenge moving forward as to how that is reported to council and interrogated. I suppose in the past, the relationship has been largely where they fund us for activity and we are explaining our outputs. But I think that probably is something that needs to be as part of the implementation of the review brought forward, where through the structures that we have, that would be an opportunity for elected members to interrogate that more robustly, Chair.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll accept that and happy to accept your recommendations.
I have a few other people in Tory again.
Thanks so much, Chair, and I do welcome the motion and I'm happy to support the recommendations that are coming from the motion as outlined in 3.1. to be carried out, and our feelings and conveyed to NVSA and others for them to act upon and implement without delay recommendations to move forward. And I'm just only too happy to support the motion, and it's a good motion. Thank you, Chair.
I think in general it's a good motion. Obviously I have an issue with the reference to the protocol, and the champion of something that has been very divisive in Northern Ireland has caused immense damage to community relations in Northern Ireland, puts a border between our greatest trading partner GB. So to champion that in the context of a motion that's celebrating the economy and wanting it to prosper, I would just ask if the reference to the protocol is taken out, because it's otherwise a good motion. And when we think of the parties in this room, most of which don't no longer support the full implementation of the protocol, it would seem redundant to then have the same parties wanting reference to the protocol kept in the motion. So I would propose removing the reference to the protocol.
Councillor Hanlon, are you going to accept that?
I don't quite follow where you're coming from, Councillor Bisey, to be honest with you.
I take it that's a no then, Una?
No, because the whole point of the motion is to say that we are unlocking potential here in the north, and we have unparalleled access that no other country has. So no, I don't accept that it's taken out.
Okay. Do you want to make a proposal to amend the motion? Could I have it then from you?
Put your mic on, Carol.
Your mic.
We got a proposal on a Saturday.
So the motion kept as it is, other than takes out the sentence notes with concern. Invest NI has not proactively promoted the benefits and opportunities of the protocol for businesses.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Bisey. Have we a seconder for that? No seconder. So no. There's no seconder for that there then. So can I have a proposer and a seconder for the proposal as was? Okay. Councillor Quinn and Councillor Campbell. Thank you. And everybody's agreeable to that or supportive of that? The rest? Yep. Apart obviously from Councillor Bisey. Okay. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Una.
Thanks, committee. Thank you.
We move on to item number 8, and it's to consider the motion, following notice of motion in the names of Councillor Enright and Councillor Lee Surginer.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I'll copy Councillor Hanlon by not reading out the motion since it was met. Read in full council. I'll proceed to say a few words if that's all right by you.
Yes, go ahead.
Chair, the motion aims to copper fasten public spending guarantees for the lands around the Irish Street car park and old police station as envisaged by Old Down Council. We want Newry Mourne and Down District Council to renew the commitment to restoring our county town of Downpatrick by carrying through the aims of the 2011 Downpatrick Master Plan. My motion was triggered by recent attempts by Council and the Department of Communities to sell off several sites, including derelict properties in Irish Street, to the private sector and abandon the original plan for a public sector-led investment plan for the town. Unsurprisingly, this proposal failed to attract any private sector investment. This motion calls for renewed efforts by Council to invest funding to ensure Downpatrick can develop as previously promised. Since putting this motion, there now appears to be an emerging consensus from all parties that this needs to be a public sector-led project. These lands were assembled over 30 years with a view to a planned development of the town centre, improving access and revitalising the old retail centre of the town, and to make it competitive with out-of-town shopping. from what I can see, Chairperson, the management report tonight seems to imply that we are on this trajectory. Thank you.
And then Lee, your second. Yeah. Want to speak on it, Dave?
Yes, I'm happy to second Councillor Enright's motion here. Basically, we must do everything in our power to ensure that Downpatrick has the ability to be the best it can be. It has been neglected for quite a while, and it's time that we do everything we can to sort of resurrect Downpatrick as the county town of the Down area. Thanks.
Thanks, David. We're going to bring Jonathan in again just to follow up on that.
I suppose, Chair, again, the paper has been presented. I just give some information or background to the notice of motion, Chair. The paper details a number of the initiatives that have been undertaken by the council, DFC, in partnership with local stakeholders from across the sector, so as the private sector, the business community, the community sector, and the arts and culture sector as well, sir. So there's a number of initiatives have been ongoing and funded over the past number of years. The development plan that's been related to has been is being revisited again with the stakeholder group with a view to reviewing that and getting feedback and lessons learnt from that engagement following the purchase of the land by DFC. In terms of other initiatives, elected members will be aware from the previous council the engagement with a much wider stakeholder engagement, a series of workshops and led through the Living High Streets initiative that has been funded through DFC and facilitated by the Ministerial Advisory Group and SAB, which has brought us to a Living High Streets toolkit that will hopefully be launched in the autumn of this year. That has been led by Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group, which again was established back in 2022 to drive forward and establish priorities. So taking obviously the comments from the notice of motion, we feel that the recommendation is that those stepping stones are in place to move Downpatrick forward as best we can in partnership with stakeholders, and we've brought a number of those together to agree those priorities, and that will be launched in the, as I say, in autumn of this year, Chair.
Thanks, Jonathan. Councillor Andrews.
Thanks, Chair. I'll be brief. Just more or less just speaking in support of the motion. I think it's a very good motion, and also to firmly supportive of the recommendations outlined in section 3 and also on the report that Johnny's given us. So only too happy to support this motion. Thanks.
If there's no one else to speak on it, can I get a proposer and a seconder? Councillor Lee Surginger proposing. Can I have a seconder then? Councillor Truesdale, is it? Yep. Everyone in agreement? Yep. Okay, thank you. Philip, sorry.
Need to put in the chat.
Put your mic.
Sure. Sinn Féin is in agreement with the recommendations of Jonathan. We'd like to highlight the positive initiatives that have been completed and are ongoing in Downpatrick. The Irish Street Public Realm Work, the Church Street Revitalisation Scheme has benefited Downpatrick. Moving forward, the development of the new skate park and progress made by Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group on the Living High Streets Initiative. We have worked with our residents. We have engaged with stakeholders across statutory, private and voluntary bodies to continue to work on improving our county town. We would ask that all Downpatrick councillors would look towards a positive future and start to try and build and progress and move forward together. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Philip, just for others' information, if you put your request to speak on the chat, then it'll be seen. We'll not miss you out. That's that one then. We move on to item number 9, and it's to consider the following notice of motion in the names of Councillor Devlin and Councillor Sharvin. Terry.
Thanks very much, Terry. Again, it seems to be the Terry show here this evening, but
Terry show every evening.
I know, thank you very much. But first of all, as I say, I don't...
Are you on their behalf, Terry?
On their behalf, yeah. Yes. Unfortunately, they're unable to make it, so I was asked to speak on their behalf. And that's no point. The motion has already been read into the record, so I'll just go on to what I'm going to say. The hospitality sector is on its knees, and the rate of VAT is one of the biggest issues businesses face. We all know how much our own domestic bills have increased by, so when we look at this on a bigger scale, the costs are at the point of being uncontrollable. Costs are double, and in some cases triple from a few years ago. Here in Uri Morningdown, we do pride ourselves on our amazing food and drink offering. The majority of these businesses are on the point of no return. My colleague, Councillor Laura Davin, is in regular discussions with cafe, hotel and pub owners, and the messages are all the same. We're in major trouble. We are one of the only three countries in Europe that doesn't offer a reduced VAT rate for tourism. Inflation sits at a record high, 10.4%, with food seeing the biggest spike in costs, which again hits our hospitality industry more acutely. There's only so far that businesses can increase their costs before customers walk away and the businesses shut up shop, and this is where we currently are. We have very exciting projects in this council and are striving, as per our corporate plan, to be the premier tourist destination in Ireland, but without these local homegrown businesses, it's impossible. We know that during the pandemic that VAT on hospitality was reduced to 5%. Then in October 21, it increased to 12.5%, and we are now at 20% and have been so since last year. The Republic of Ireland is sitting at 9%, and this makes being competitive impossible. The island of Ireland is marketed as a single destination beyond these shores, and many visitors head north and south. The competitive advantage is unfair and unseen, as the tourist does not see the additional tax here in Northern Ireland. Government must support our hospitality sector. Without immediate support, we are losing business. Businesses who, in any other climate, would be more than viable. They would be extremely profitable, which in turn is good for our economy and for our communities. A reduction in VAT is a quick way to ensure that these businesses remain open, employ staff, pay suppliers, and these businesses are vital and utmost importance to the economic fabric of Newry, Mourne and Down. And in presenting this motion tonight, I'm asking that members do stand with us in support of our local businesses and calling for this reduction. Without intervention, our high streets will be empty and the social fabric of our communities will disappear. So I move the motion, Chair.
Thank you, Terry. Any other speakers? No, that's it. So we just need a proposer and a seconder for the recommendations in the paper. Terry, Councillor Anders proposed that we have a seconder then for it. Councillor Bowsey. And is everybody else in agreement? Yeah, thank you. Right. Move on to item number 10, which is the artisan markets. Jonathan.
Sure, this is, I suppose, largely an update paper advising the elected members of the progress on the artisan markets over the past number of months, Chair. Really at this point asking to note the progress of those and as we continue to develop within the budget that's available. I suppose the one key recommendation is an issue that is raised following engagement with local traders was around the sale of local craft alcohol products, Chair, as per the licensing order of 1996, so the recommendation would be that would be permitted as part of the artisan markets.
We're all happy enough to note then and move on. Yep. So proposer and a seconder. Propose Councillor Campbell with seconder, Councillor Lee Surgeon. Thank you. To item number 11, which is the NI Enterprise Support Service Programme. Jonathan, again.
Again, Chair, this is a new programme that's in development following the cessation of the ERDF programme. Chair, so this will be funded under the new Shared Prosperity Fund, Chair, and is the report is detailing progress that has been made around developing the 11 Council programme following the various aspects of governance, branding, procurement and the grants programme, Chair. At this point, we're asking the Council to note the progress, but also to approve that the Council now enter into a formal partnership in advance of commencing the programme with the other 11 councils through the lead council of Belfast City Council, Chair, to enable delivery of the programme.
So we need a proposer and a seconder. Is Terry in already? And Councillor Lee Surgeon, sir. So we're proposing a second. Everybody content then? We move on to the next item. which is number 12, which is the Ballykilner hut relocation, and Andy will take us through that.
Thank you, Chair. The Ballykilner hut has been a popular attraction at Down County Museum since its launch in 2021. The project was always designed to be temporary in nature, and as a replica structure, the hut is now nearing the end of its life cycle. The proposal detailed in the report is to remove the hut at the end of the summer or early autumn, to reinstate the courtyard to its former state and to retain the contents and display of the hut for future exhibitions. So happy to take questions, Chair.
Councillor Truesdale, you're proposing that one, and I have a seconder. Councillor Andrews and everybody, or Councillor Bowsey, do you want to speak on it? Go ahead.
Could I just ask for a suggestion to consider removing that in the autumn and to allow people, tourists in particular, to enjoy that just for the last summer that's going to be there?
That would be the, through the chair, that would be the intention, that we would keep it in place for the summer and then look to remove early autumn if approval is granted.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next item. Perry, what is it now?
What is it now? I'd just like to ask, over the period of the time that the hut was at the museum, was any monitors done on the actual condition of the hut? And I'd just like to voice my disappointment that a hut, you know, that it's had so much link with history, you know what I mean, that it's going to be taken away. And I'm just wondering, with such an example of local history, that it's going to be took away completely. And I know that you say in the report that the contents are going to be put in place elsewhere, but I think that something that had history attached to it, you know, with Noel Lamass and others, and Sean Lamass and others who were there in Ballykilner in 1920, I think, you know, I just like to voice my concerns that taking it away completely is a retrograde step. Thank you.
Through the chair, council approved the placement of the hut and the construction on site as a temporary project. It was a replica hut from the Ballykilner site, and it was always meant to be temporary in nature. Planning approval was only granted on a temporary basis. So the hut has been successful, we've welcomed many visitors to it, and we could provide the member with details of visitor numbers, etc. But as stated in the report, it's reached the end of its life cycle. So we have to move forward and move it off site later this year.
And it has been there a year longer than it was supposed to be. Yeah.
That's correct, Chair. Yes, we did apply for extension to the plan and achieved that. But unfortunately, now's the time to remove the hut from the site.
Well, that's fine. Thank you very much for that. But I just want to put my point across. But I'm glad that all the contents are going to be kept for future generations to look at. Thank you.
Okay. We move on to item number 13. That's the bathing water operator at Sandy Bottom. And Andy again.
Thanks, Chair. So following a DIRA review of the bathing waters in the district, Council nominated several sites for consideration by the department to designate as bathing waters that could meet the required criteria. So one of these sites was taken forward. It was Sandy Bottom and Warren Point. And in order to progress this designation, Council is required to act as a bathing water operator. So details are in the report of the criteria that now needs to be met, and approval sought for this recommendation that Council would be the operator for the site.
I have a proposal from Councillor Tinley, and I'll second that there myself. And just to welcome it, the sea swimming that takes place at Sandy Bottom, anything to improve the quality of the water is much needed. Okay, folks, everybody content with that? Yep. We'll move on then to item number 14, and it's the Ireland Golf Tour Operator Associations. Andy again.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, the National Golf Tourism Conference and Awards will take place in Newcastle in October later this year. So it'll be a very important opportunity for Council to showcase the district and the high quality golf tourism offering within the district and our different courses. So details are included in the report, but approval sought for council sponsorship of $5,500 to bring the awards to the district this year.
Councillor Lee Sargent, were you in there? Proposed and a comment, go ahead.
Yes, I'm happy to propose. Basically, yeah, our district has amazing golf courses. It makes sense that we take the lead to sponsor this event. Definitely will probably even help to sort of narrate our story in terms of the golf courses and how it's sort of integral to our district as well. So I know that a lot of Americans will be very happy. So there we go.
Mr. Andrews, you want to make a comment?
I'll second the report. And again, since 2014, since I've been on the Shadow Council, there's been several major golf events in the district. And again, it's good to promote our district and also to make overseas visitors and locals, giving them a kind, warm invitation. But that'd be great to have them on board. So happy to second, Chair.
And then we move on to item 15, Visitor Safety Advisory Group membership. Andy?
Thanks, Chair. Yes, details of this group are in the report. I won't list them out, Chair, but the proposal is to the report is seeking approval for council to become a member of the visitor safety group at an annual cost of £1,150.
We need a proposer and a seconder for that. Got anyone up there? Oh, yeah, Councillor Truesdale, you're proposing. You want to make a comment too?
Outdoor providers have reported finding systems for accessing Castlewellan, and in particular the lake, difficult to the point of restrictive. So could I ask that a meeting be convened to look at these issues with the activity providers that are using Castlewellan Lake, as this may prove beneficial if it's on a more permanent basis with the stakeholders?
You can pick that up outside the meeting with the officials, if that's okay, Councillor Truesdale, yeah. Councillor Lee Surgeon, you're second it. Is there anybody else in the committee that wishes to speak? Andy, I see you're not a committee member. You're looking in to speak. You can keep it brief. You're allowed to come in. You may turn your mic on.
Is it on now?
Yep.
Sorry, the icon was saying on, and something else wasn't, so I wouldn't want to eat into my time in there too much. No, just to welcome the report and welcome the recommendation. That work does a lot of good work. I suppose it's just really to highlight, again, what Councillor Truesdale sort of touched upon there as well. You know, I think, you know, we have plenty of visitors that come to our district and they're engaging with the outdoors, but the trouble is whether they're engaging the outdoors through a council run or managed area or not, you know, the impression is that the council are sort of some way related to it. So anything that, you know, we can do that might sort of improve and take learnings from this group would be really good. I suppose the question really is to Mr. Patterson is just how will the learnings be accommodated? And again, you know, given my background, I do get a lot of outdoor providers, outdoor enthusiasts sort of comment sometimes on the ability to access and such like. Even, you know, had mountain bikers there talking about the
Andy, I don't wish to cut across you, but could you maybe, similar to Councillor Truesdale, could you maybe pick that up with a discussion with the officers in relation to that?
No problem, Chair, not a problem.
Okay, thanks, Andy. So now at this stage, we go into closed session. The following items will be taken in closed session. Items 16 to 21. Items 16 to 21 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may be, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. Just give a few moments for the proposer and a seconder. Councillor Andrews and Councillor King propose and second it. And we just give a few minutes for the press and public to be removed from the meeting. I'm not laughing yet.
Because these are agreed in closed session, yeah.
Right. Yep. All good. Okay. The following items were agreed in closed session on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor King.
Have a true on that?
Yeah. Available revitalization funding is allocated to the below action plans to enable the delivery of identified reserve projects in Newtown, Hamilton, Strangford, Killock. Council enter into an agreement with DFA that establishes agreement for placement of planters at various locations throughout Dundrum Village on DFA lands. Council establish a formal agreement with Dundrum Village Association to acknowledge the purchase of planters by council, that ownership of the planters will pass to Dundrum Village Association, and outline that Dundrum Village Association will, after completion of the revitalization scheme, assume full responsibility for the planter boxes. The agreement will pass on the council's responsibilities under the terms of the agreement with DFA to Dundrum Village Association. Council to note the update on the four EI schemes with the further report brought back following conclusion of the tender stage. Item 17, on the proposal of Councillor Quinn, seconded by Councillor Truesdale, to note council have submitted a funding application to NIEA Environmental Fund 23-28 for provision of management of the Ring of Gullion and Strangford and the Kale AONBs and the Strangford Lock, Murlock and Carlingford Lock MPAs. Subject to a successful funding application, council approved the business case for 5-year implementation of the core programmes and proceed to carry out the required procurement exercises in line with budgets available. Item 18, Carlingford Lock Greenway, a business case for stage one works on the proposal of Councillor Tinley, seconded by Councillor Rowan. Members approved the business case for the Carlingford Lock Greenway site investigation study. Members note the letter of offer from DFA Blue Green Fund. Members approve the overall business case and proceed with procurement exercises as required for the delivery of Carlingford Lock Greenway project. Council note the update on progress and programme for the scheme. Item 19, third-party ticket sales and the proposal of Councillor Campbell, seconded by Councillor Tinley. Members approve the commission rates outlined in this report to third-party ticket sales for groups using Council's art venues for performances and arts productions via the Council's box office. Item 20, tourism events suppliers, on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Andrews. Approval of the business case to appoint successful suppliers via a procurement process to deliver on key aspects of Council's annual tourism events programme as set out in this report. Item 21, Ulster Rally Championships, on the proposal of Councillor Bowsey, seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener. It was agreed Council enter into a sponsorship agreement with the event promoters as detailed in this report. And where is that there? And then finally, items 22 to 27 is for noting. So I just like to thank everyone for their attention at the meeting tonight, and safe home. Oh, sorry, and I say proposing a seconder for those noting of those last number of items. Councillor Truesdale, are you looking in for a question? Yeah, I was asking for it to be noted, but go ahead anyway, I'll let you in this time.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Does Kilbroney Dog Park invoke established site-specific dog control orders? Is the question.
Andy.
By the chair, that's something I suppose we're it's a paper for noting in terms of the council's intention to put dog enclosures in place. But what we're tending to do is go through the full design and planning process, and any bylaws or any designations will be taken into consideration before a paper's brought back for approval on project costs and you know, to go ahead with the designs and the actual delivery of the project. So I don't have that detail to hand, but we can bring back that detail.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a proposer from Councillor Bowsey and seconded by Councillor Campbell to approve or note the contents from 22 to 27. And this time it is over, folks. So thank you for your attention, and see you next month.